It's lovely to have help in my life. Wow, this morning we really had all a great blessing at breakfast and a great surprise. As Herb gave the talk about, it's lovely to have Anita in my life. It's lovely to have Ingeborg in my life. It's lovely to have Ellen in my life. What a surprise. And what a blessing. It really was a special breakfast. And naturally, I cannot shut up. I have to give an answer on this and say, it's lovely to have Herb in my life. Music. All right. This is Anita who plays for us. You know, I really have to share with you all your listeners around the world, the blessing I have found here at the campus and I have found when I met Herb. Because this is the greatest creation in my life. I'm here since 1986, and before I came to the campus, like Herb said, I was challenging myself to be a translator, although I really didn't know any German and English anymore because I was speaking Italian. But because Herb said, you can do it, I did it. And from then on, my life went just better and better because everything he was saying to me, you want to be the president of the University of Healing? I have never done things like this. I was just a housewife and a mother. You can do it. All right, if you say it, I can do it, I do it. And so one blessing after the other came, and I was full of enthusiasm and joy to start a new life based on the philosophy of the University of Healing. I took the courses and became a proctor and a CEO and a president, and I was traveling the world giving seminars myself, which Herb said to me in 86, you will go around and give seminars. I? Yes, you will. Well, I traveled the world to Guyana, to Africa, to India, to wherever I go, and I got up to Russia with other ministers, and I had the greatest time in my life. What a blessing. A new Ellen was emerging from this philosophy, and I'm so grateful because how everything is set up for the university, for the students, and for the directing team at the university is such a blessing, such a practice of self-discipline, self-dedication, self-diligence, that even the proctors and the directors are always practicing the philosophy, the basic of the philosophy. And it's an amazing setup, how the university was set up and how Herb teaches. It's not always easy, especially when he is reflecting attitudes from the students and from myself. And it's always saying to myself, what is he doing? It's me. And that is the toughest part of the philosophy of the University of Healing, to recognize that whatever I see in my companions, my friends, my family, in my sharer, in my teacher, whatever I see, it's me. And that is tough for many people to take. But I'm still here, and I'm working on it, and I love it. And the philosophy is the greatest blessing in my life. Well, I love you all, and I all invite you to this wonderful life based on the University of Healing philosophy. It's wonderful.
So you think that's good, huh? Thank you very much, Ellen.
I love you.
Great. Mustn't forget that because
thank
that's
you,
the truth.
Thank you.
When you say I love you to another person, what does it mean? They're lovable. Or else you wouldn't say, I love you.
Yeah.
Because you're seeing in them what?
My reflex.
Myself.
Love.
You're seeing yourself.
I see.
Yeah, that's right. You're seeing yourself. And it's wonderful. Well, thank you for the little addendum there. I appreciate it. And it's wonderful. We started thinking about the University of Healing in 1948. And in 1975, we incorporated in California. And we have been going great guns ever since and just having a great time. We are big, big, big because we touch the world and we don't even know it.
Yeah.
We get responses back from people around the world. They say, I listened to your Dala Healing Word in Germany. I said, really? How about that? You know, American telephone line of Dala Healing Word in Germany. And that's wonderful. But the thing is, we are heard all over the world, read all over the world, and our students talk to other students. And the wonderful thing of the University of Healing is, you don't learn my philosophy. You don't learn the philosophy of the University of Healing. You create in yourself your awareness of your philosophy, of who you are, and then you go out and you live that. And you do not go out as a Catholic or as a Protestant or the whatever. You go out as your individual self, being yourself and having fun. And all the world says, wow, what a great person you are. And it's true because you are being yourself. Oh, thank you for that additional comment.
You're welcome.
I love you.
From my heart.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.